Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in five states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. We're going to be talking about June 25th. Episode called Burning in Water, Drowning in Flame. Now, normally I do my show. Kristen, are you there?
I'm totally ignoring you.
Hey, Jesus, where are you at?
I'm at a Hollywood premiere. I can't talk to you right now.
Brancy? Her computer is broken. That's why she's not coming back to me. But still, so normally I do it with my peeps. My Skype is down. Well, first of all, I don't think the other two have watched the episodes. Kristen, I have no idea where she's at, but my Skype is acting up, and I can't download Skype because I don't know what's up with my Mac. I guess it doesn't have, like, the most current software for Skype. It's, like, 1.2 points of something. I don't know. I'm not a computer nerd, but it's not working. I wish I was a nerd, because then I could figure it out. But I can't, so I'm doing these recap shows by myself until we figure it out, until I can join my crew and they can record my sexy voice. I know it's probably not sexy at all, but I try. So let's talk about it. Burning in water, drowning in flame. I'm looking over my notes right now. This episode was pretty dope. Not as good as 100. 100 was dope. This one here, there's a lot of moving parts in this. I highlighted some of my stuff that I liked. I don't know about y'all, but I definitely enjoyed the beginning of this episode. It was a very sad, like, the old couple, and then the wife turns into the zombie, and then she tries to, and then when she bites him, I was like, oh man, you're going out like a champ. And then she doesn't have her dentures in, so she's just gumming him to death, and then he pulls the gun and shoots them both together. That was a G way to go. Too bad for the fire, but that was the way. Yeah, that was the way to go. That beginning was just like, ugh. But then it was also badass at the same time, you know? Let's see what else. Madison goes with the militia and does their thing. Let's see what else. Oh, Jake and Alicia. Lucky bastard. That lucky bastard. Alicia just goes in there and is like, I'm distressed. Let me just jump on your bones. And they have sex. And they've been having sex. But he's a lucky bastard. Jake, I don't know what to think about Jake yet. I want to say he's the good one of the family. But something tells me that his goodness is going to get him in trouble. Like, I don't know. I think Jake realizes that it's the zombie apocalypse. But I think he still believes that there's kind of like still morals or rules that people are supposed to be following. But I don't know if that's going to happen. We got the 2-hour mid-season finale happening tonight. So I guess we're going to see how that pans out. So they're having sex. Let's see what else. I thought the killing of the zombies, the prison zombies, were pretty dope. And of course, Madison gets the respect from the militia because she handles her own. But when she talks crap to Troy, and then Troy later that night puts the knife up to her throat, and then what was his name? Mike? What was the dude? I don't know his name. He's watching and just rolls over. And then at the end, Madison is still, she walks up to Troy. Madison is good. She is good. She almost got killed. And she's still manipulating and turning those screws and pushing those buttons for Troy. And gets closer. She's good. But, dude, she almost lost her head because Troy is crazy. He is crazy. Let's see what else. Cool bonding moment between Otis and Nick. And they speak about Troy. And Troy did have an effed up childhood. I don't know about y'all. Otis or Jeremiah. I don't know if I can trust the guy. I don't know if he's just got a dark side in him, or is it the dark side because he was drinking, you know, he used to drink alcohol. I mean, it's obvious he still does. But I don't know. For some reason, I feel that the mother being dead had to do with Jeremiah, either by accident or on purpose. I don't know. Something tells me something happened. I think he shot her by accident on a hunting trip. That's just what I think. I think something happened. But I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know about, what about y'all? Y'all think it's that dark, or do you think he's just an alcoholic that just, you know, abused the kids? I don't know. Let me know. Wherever you're listening to, leave a comment. Let's see here. Dude, the crow eating the dude's head, and he was like stuck on repeat. He was like, I didn't see a head. I didn't see him. And then he's like, it was like the crow, like Brandon Lee's crow. It was like, they eat his brains. And then Manassas just walks up like a G and just like sticks a knife in there and turns off the radio play there. Woo! And then what's his name? Walter? Is that his name? I can't remember his name. Hold on. Let me look here in my notes. I'm looking at my notes. Is it Walter? Crap, I can't remember his name. But either way, the Indian guys. Oh, Walker, yes. Walker just pops up like a ninja. He just pops up. They turn around and bam, he's there. Nobody sees him walk up. I'd be worried about these Indians. This is their land. Something went down, and now the Indians want their stuff back. And they're lucky they didn't die. But I'm sure we're going to see a lot more tonight in the two-hour mid-season finale. But those Walker Indians, I like them. You know, I do. I like them. But it sucks because I do like some of the people over on the ranch, like a few. But the Indians, pretty badass. So it's going to be good. Let's see here. Oh, I forgot to mention, every scene that Daniel and Victor are in this episode was great, just by the way. The car scene in the beginning where Daniel's trying to tell him just to drive the car through the zombies, great. Then they show up at the hotel, which Ophelia is not there, which, I don't know about y'all, I saw it. Did y'all see it? Last week's episode for the commercial for this mid-season premiere, they showed Ophelia, and she was with the Indian, and she looks kind of beat up. So the last that we saw Ophelia, freaking Otis found her, right? So I swear, I told my wife I thought she was locked in the basement. That's what I think. But maybe somehow she got free and was I don't know what's going on, but it looks like she's friends with the Indians. It's going to be, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that, because once Daniel finds out, whoever did a hurting to Ophelia, oh, they're in trouble. But I definitely love the hotel scene and Daniel's just like, peace, get out of this one, and gets in the car and leaves Victor Strand there. So I'm wondering how, I mean, he's going to get out. Victor's going to get out. I'm just wondering, are there anybody else alive over there? I mean, it was like pitch black, like nobody, like everybody had turned into zombies. So something went down. I hope we get to see how all that crap went down. Let's see what else. Lucy, she leaves Nick at the cabin. She's like, forget this, I'm going to Mexicali. I don't know if I would have left. Would y'all have left? Do y'all see? I mean, I kind of see Lucy's point that Troy, but it wasn't the ranch that killed, it was Troy. I don't know. I don't know if Lucy's just stubborn. I don't know. I figured Lucy as a smarter person that would at least milk and kind of, I don't know. I think it's just she's acting hastily and like just leaving was too, I don't know. I don't know. But there's a chance that she might have ran into the Indians. Those Indians are everywhere. So if she ran into them and she was leaving because they killed, then she could have teamed. And oh man, she could be with Team Walker. I don't know. But the ending was pretty cool. Everybody was kind of doing their own thing. It was kind of calm, like the calm before the storm, right? Didn't that feel that way? At least for me, it did. So that's it for this review. I thought it was good. Not as good as the 100. It was definitely good because you got to see the movie, different moving parts. And of course, Daniel was in the episode. I'm just a big fan. Daniel's my favorite. And then Alicia. Alicia grew on me. I'm not going to lie. Alicia grew on me because I thought she was going to be just a ditzy high school chick. But she is bloomed into a badass person. And then Daniel's just a beast. So those are my two favorite characters, I think. Yeah, because then I was liking Travis. That hurt my heart. Because he was really getting to become really badass. And then Walker and his people. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't even know if I like Walker anymore. Well, actually, Walker was trying to kill Jake, right? That's what Alicia says. Yeah, I know. I'm overlapping. But still, okay, we'll get into that episode. So if you want to hear more of this, you can go to iTunes and search Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show. They're all there of me and my crew. If you want to check out Jesus's blog, you can check out thisfunctional.com. Thisfunctional.com. Dude's always on Streets of Hollywood. He's so bougie, He's doing things. You can check out his Instagram, too, Thisfunctional on Instagram. If you go on there, just like one of his pictures. Don't like all of them. Just like one of them. And then you can go to AccordingToKristen.com. Kristen has a blog, AccordingToKristen.com. And she's on the Instagram. I don't know what it is. I keep forgetting because she has like underscore Kristen. I don't know. So just go to her blog, AccordingToKristen.com, and everything is there. My girl, Brancy. Brancy, you can check her out on Variety Radio Online. It's the VRO.com. You can find her stuff there as well. Plus, shout-outs to the VRO because they're always posting our stuff, showing us love. And my blog. I have a blog called iWatchMike.com. iWatchMike.com. Pretty simple. If you want to find out this show and plus other shows, because me and the crew do The Walking Dead as well, scroll to the top. You'll see a little tab that says podcast. Click on there, and bam, everything is there. But my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff, Snapchat, all that good stuff is on iWatchMike.com. So go there. Feel free to leave a comment if you're a fan of the show. If you like the episode, cool. If you hate me, leave a comment, too. I don't care. All right. Have a great weekend. And get ready for that two-hour mid-season finale of Fear of the Walking Dead on AMC. I can't wait because I wonder if someone's going to die.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.